And take your Bibles, please turn to Matthew chapter 6 tonight. Matthew 6, and the main verse that we're going to be looking at this evening is verse number 9. Matthew 6 and verse number 9. Matthew 6, 9 states, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." As we consider the instructions of the Lord Jesus Christ this evening, we see how God must be approached in prayer. It says here, "Our Father, which art in heaven." First of all, we see that there is a personal approach to God. God must be approached personally. He says, "Our Father." We find that this approach is based upon salvation. The Father can only be approached through Jesus Christ. John 14 and verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." The only way that one can approach the Father in prayer and be able to say, "Our Father, which art in heaven," is through the saving work of the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way one can become a child of God is through the Lord Jesus Christ. John 1 and verse 12, "But as many as received Him," Jesus Christ, "to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." Tonight, as we consider our approach to God, we must recognize that God can only be approached through Christ. Unless one is saved, unless one has believed, unless one has salvation, God cannot be approached as our Father. Because the only way He can become your Father is through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we recognize, first of all, that there is a personal approach that takes place as one is saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. But we also see here that if you think of the word Father, what do you come to understand? Well, it signifies submission. Our Father, which art in heaven. And if we are going to approach the Father in prayer and address Him as our Father, the only way to truly address Him as our Father is a life that is living in submission to Him. You know, He is the one that created us. In Isaiah chapter 64, it uses the term Father, and it combines it with the idea of God being the potter. Isaiah chapter 64 and verse number 8, it says, "But now, O Lord, Thou art our Father, we are the clay, and Thou art potter, and we all are the work of Thy hand." You know, the question is, are we letting God do that work in our life? You know, we approach God and we may say, "Dear Heavenly Father, Well, is he truly a father in your life? Are you living in submission? As you come to him in prayer, do you view him as your father? Are you living under his control? Are you living under his direction? But not only as we approach him do we understand it's through salvation, do we understand it signifies submission, but it also shows his superiority. Our Father, which art in heaven. There's an immanence here, our Father, but there's also a transcendence, which art in heaven. Do you understand that superiority, that place that God has as you approach him in prayer? You know, really, how hypocritical it is for us to come to God in prayer as our Father if we are living our own life. You know, how tonight can we approach God in prayer if our lives are not surrendered to his will? Really, prayer is what? It's meaningless in our lives. And if we're going to properly approach God in prayer, it takes a life that is completely surrendered to him. If our lives are not surrendered to him, and even as you think later on, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Really, how meaningful are we in the prayers that we are offering to him? You know, otherwise, what is prayer if our lives are not surrendered to God? What is prayer all about? Prayer then turns to be the accomplishment of our will. And it becomes really life circumstances becoming better suited to fit our needs. You know, if you aren't surrendered to God tonight, prayer is really, in a sense, it's meaningless to you. Because prayer is all about you rather than prayer being about God. And tonight as we approach God in prayer, we must understand the correct approach. It is a personal approach, but we must understand we are addressing him as our Father. We are addressing him as our superior, our Father, which art in heaven. Secondly, we see, and really goes along with number one, our personal approach, there is God must be approached personally. There's a proper approach to the Lord. Notice the second phrase there. It says, hallowed be thy name, or set apart, sanctified, in a sense, holy is your name. As we approach the God of heaven, we are coming to a holy God. You know, think of the Pharisee as he approached God in Luke chapter 18. And really, he wasn't even approaching God. The Bible says that he was praying with himself. And notice his approach to God, or his attempted, maybe we should say, approach to God. Luke 18 and verse 11, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. So instead of approaching God as our Father which art in heaven, hallowed, holy, understanding who God is, understanding his greatness, his goodness, his holiness, it's look how good I am. It's really approaching God in pride rather than understanding how really humble we are. And as you think back, even our Father which art in heaven, let's go over to Psalm chapter 34. actually, this is Psalm 34 in verse number 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. It's not the verse I was looking for. It's probably in another spot here in my notes. Actually, it's Psalm number 8, verses 3 and 4. So we think of our Father which art in heaven. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and stars, which thou hast ordained. I guess it's more in relation to creation. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? You think of how great God is. Psalm 8 verse 1, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. You know, how should God be approached? Hallowed be thy name. God ought to be approached with great reverence. And yet this Pharisee, as he attempted to approach God, it was about who? It was about himself. You know, look how good I am. You know, and are we tempted to do the same thing? Lord, I'm such a great, you know, this. Or, you know how great of a father I am. Or, you know how great of a soul winner I am. Or we think of, boy, Lord, I go to church every Sunday. Or every Wednesday night I'm there. You know, maybe we don't say the exact same thing as the Pharisee. But when we approach God, it's about His holiness. Now we understand, so there ought to be a solemn approach that when we are coming into the presence of God. Now, it doesn't mean that when we recognize the holiness of God, that now we can just do whatever we want. No, it ought to also signifies a separated approach. In 1 Peter 1, what does he say? Not fashioning yourselves according to your former lusts and your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy. You know, as you go to the Psalms, and you start to look through them and see the psalmist's approach to God, you find, in a sense, really this separated approach, that they understood the holiness of God as they were approaching Him. Let's just quickly go to the book of Psalms, and I'd like us to see this. I mean, if we just briefly think of Psalm 1, what's the blessed man? He's the one that stays out of the, you know, blessed is man that walks not in the counsel of ungodly. So you see kind of that contrast here. Psalm 2, all right, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine of vain things? The kings either set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder. And then at the end it says, verse 11, serve the Lord with what? With fear and rejoice with trembling. If we go to Psalm 3, it says here in Psalm number 3 in verse 4, it says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and He what? And He heard me out of His holy hill. Psalm number 4, notice verses 3 through 5. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. So notice the righteousness and the holiness that is associated with what? With the approach to God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And we must recognize that we are approaching the holy God of heaven. Psalm number 5 says, hearken unto the voice of my, verse 2, my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. Notice Psalm number 7, verses 3 through 4. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemies. Then he says, let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. So he recognizes this relationship with God is based on what? God's holiness. Verses 9 through 11 of the same chapter, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. So we see this approach to God. It's a solemn approach. It's a separated approach. As we approach God tonight, we recognize the verse, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will what? Will not hear me. God is a holy God. Do we understand His holiness, how He is set apart from the wickedness, from the sin of this world? You know, this approach flows from an understanding of who God is. You know, as we approach God, it ought to flow really from our understanding of who He is. He says, hallowed be thy name. Do we approach God with an understanding of who He is? You know, your approach is altered by who you are approaching. You know, in life, your approach to somebody is altered by who you're approaching. We see an example of that in the book of Acts when Paul was speaking to the high priest. And Paul says, I wist not that this was the high priest. He didn't know that it was the high priest. And when you approach somebody in life, that approach is altered by who you're talking to. You know, if you called up and were speaking to the governor, you probably would speak to him differently than you might speak to the worker maybe at McDonald's that gave you a cold French fries and they're only half full. All right, so our approach is different, is based upon really who we are approaching. All right? I mean, we see that, you know, in the Word of God. I mean, you see, there's a certain, if you're going to bring an accusation against an elder, it's supposed to be done what? It's supposed to be done in a proper way. All right? There are proper ways of approach. And I think we understand that in everyday life. You're not just going to, I mean, if there's an elderly person, they ought to be what? They ought to be approached in an honorable fashion. And in prayer, we have to understand that we are approaching the holy God of heaven. And He must be approached in the right fashion. You know, we aren't just making some phone call, so to speak, to whomever. But we are entering the presence of the holy God of heaven. And the only merits that we have to come into His presence is because of the Lord Jesus Christ. But yet, Christ said, approach Him as what? Our Father. There is a relationship that is there. You know, that relationship signifies submission. When you go to prayer tonight, is it just, I'm offering these requests? Or I am coming, putting myself under the will of God, seeking for His will to be accomplished on this earth, even as it is in heaven. And we have this confidence that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. But where does that begin? That begins with a life that is surrendered to God's will. You know, how are we to pray for God's will? I mean, obviously we can understand God's will for people being saved. It's in Scripture. But really, how can we be praying for God's will if we aren't surrendered to His will in our own lives? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that You would help us to approach You in the right fashion. And Lord, even as the psalmist said, what is man that Thou art mindful of him? Lord, what a privilege we have to be able to have a relationship with You. And Lord, I pray that You would help us to approach You in the right fashion. And Lord, we live in a sin-filled society. But yet, Lord, that does not alter the fact that You are holy. And Lord, sin separates us from the relationship that You want to have with Your children. But yet, Lord, we can confess that sin and have forgiveness. And Lord, tonight, may You just help us to understand these truths and to be able to apply them to our lives. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.